It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a Taco Tuesday, the 15th of November. Already we're halfway through the month. Wow, this is rolling right along, isn't it? Hey, this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and give you a couple things that are going on around our town. We have a blood drive going on today that started at 10 o'clock in Arizona till 2 o'clock, and that's at the Board of Realtors building at 837 Hancock Road. And tomorrow they have the Kingman Reality Store in Kingman at the Kingman Middle School. They were looking for volunteers. That's a 7:30 till 3:45 day if you want to volunteer. Call the Kingman Chamber, 928-753-6253. And we have a blood drive at the Laughlin Library on tomorrow, Wednesday. And that is from 11 till 3. Nevada time. Call Vitalant if you want to get involved. 877-258-4825. Now, we're going to be on vacation next week, Paul Lavoy and I both. And so Dennis Prager and his friends will be filling in for us. So I'm going to try and give you a lot of community things that are going on through the end of the month here today, tomorrow, and throughout the rest of the week. So when you hear a lot, you'll know why. Each and every day, we're brought to you by TWN. Yes, three different services. One great dependable connection is fiber. It can't break. Well, I guess it could, but, you know, in my house, I haven't had a problem since I put it in. Yeah. You can, too. Fiber internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service. Call TWN at 877-258-2095 or sign up at TWNcom.com, and then they'll just email you and tell you when they're coming to your area. Because remember, this is a five-year project. Yeah. Not everybody, and how it got to the mayor's neighborhood first and mine second? I'm sure it's not because of the mayor. It's not because of me. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and for lunch. Downstairs, well, you're going to find three great restaurants, plus an ice cream store in the corner. Upstairs, you're going to find, oh, everything from the Levi's store to the Vitamin World, from the Boot Barn to the Pendleton store. And right now, you can probably, you know, wear a Pendleton. Yeah, you couldn't do that a couple of months ago. Plus, we have five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond, remodeling kitchen and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new kitchen floor, a new custom cabinets, new countertops. What would you like in your home, your mobile home, your commercial building? They can do it all. Have a new, modern, high-functioning kitchen or bathroom. See the showroom and call for questions. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond, 928-788-1000. And Glenn will answer the phone, and you talk to Glenn, and set up an appointment. Go in and see his drawings and see his renderings and see all of his pictures and see his showroom. ProFit Kitchen, rolling into their second year and getting ready for two more locations, Mojave Valley and Kingman. Yes, and you too can have healthy food. Now, right now, there's people from Kingman that actually come down and buy a whole week's worth of lunch. Yeah, because they like that meal prep solutions and eat that healthy meal and not going through a drive-thru. So you can do that too. Don't forget the 11th of next month, they'll be giving away 11% of their funds to the Firefighters Holiday Toy Program. And Mojave Mortgage will match that 11%. So that happens the 11th of next month. All right, into the studio. And we have our first guest, our only guest today, Dr., right? Tim Richards. How are you?
I'm doing well,
and
Larry.
It's Richard, not Richards.
Yeah, just Richard, no S.
Just Richard. Who in your family chopped the S off?
You know, I've been called worse, so we just go with Richard.
Dr. Richard, thank you so much for coming in. And I think we've already got a phone call because I guess you had a pretty hot meeting last night.
Yeah, it was good. It was interesting.
Okay, caller, did you have a question?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm a question. I'm a student at Mojave High School.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to ask questions about Mojave, correct?
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know if Ms. Tover asked you about the student.
Speak right into your phone.
What?
Speak right into your phone. We're having a hard time hearing you.
I was wondering if Ms. Tover asked about the student.
If what?
Ms. Covert asked about the student.
If Ms. Covert does what?
Loves her student.
I can't understand what she's saying. She was saying something about Ms. Covert, who's the principal.
Yes, sir. Ms. Covert's our principal at Mojave High School.
Right. When you arrived here as superintendent, how did you find the budget? Because, I mean, you walked in and that was all done.
Sure.
Yeah. So for the first year, how did you sit back and go, that's not enough money, or look at all the money?
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate because the previous district superintendent, Mr. Silk,
right,
had a strong background in school finance. And he had worked with Mr. Dell, who's our business manager.
Right.
And they had taken the district from, they were using a line of credit of about $2 million in the hole.
Wow.
To right now, we are positive, close to about $3 million cash balance.
Wow, that's hard to do in 1 year.
Yeah, so they did a great job of kind of getting us back in black and out of the red.
Good.
So I was fortunate to kind of inherit that situation, and that was a nice thing to walk into.
And then now you've got to keep it that way as you move through the year.
Exactly. They left me with big shoes to fill.
How is it managing four campuses? Because you have Mojave and River Valley, but then you have the Anderson Fieldhouse, and then Coyote Canyon, as we know it, on Lakeside, is kind of your alternative school, you might say?
It's the Crest Academy up at River Valley.
Oh, at River Valley?
River Valley High School.
Oh, I thought it was at Mojave.
No, it moved. I'm not sure when that happened. But, yeah, I'm fortunate because we have leaders, competent leaders at each of our sites. Mr. Wilcox does a great job out there at River Valley. Mr. Heaton we actually have some goals for the academy to expand enrollment.
Oh, good.
In fact, I can announce today that our intention is to make the Crest Academy the premier 100% online destination for Northern Arizona. We want to expand offerings to kids in Parker and to Kingman and pretty much this whole area. We have plans to expand and offer 100% online education for students who would like to choose that non-traditional route. So we have more information. We'll be coming out about that in the coming months, but we're excited to promote that opportunity.
Are you finding that students want a different route? That you almost have to customize everything for students now?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the nice things about school choice and the flexibility in Arizona is we can offer that for kids. You know, different kids have different situations. Some kids thrive in that traditional environment.
Right.
Some kids prefer a hybrid environment, which is offered at the academy right now. And for some students in their situation, they prefer 100% online. So we're looking to expand that, not just to the Bullhead City area, but to the rest of Northern Arizona.
Wow. Okay. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so I am a senior at Mojave High. I have been informed, though, that a math teacher who has a degree in math has been transferred to be a counselor. So now a sub is teaching the class who might be qualified, might not be. While this math teacher is a counselor who is not qualified to help the student in a way because she did go to school for that kind of stuff. And as my daughter's a senior, like I said, Ms. King has helped her so much navigating how to do dual enrollment, how to just be there, be an ear, help her throughout her whole entire high school, you know, I call it a career.
Okay.
And for all these students who just lost a counselor to a math teacher, it's kind of alarming. I know you guys call it a transfer, but why transfer somebody that has a degree to something that they don't have a degree with? Because last night at the school board meeting, you guys did discuss, one, people who are doing dual enrollment as a teacher, but why would they even get a degree in a subject if you guys are going to keep transferring them to a subject that they are not qualified to do?
Okay, thank you for the call. I'm going to let Dr. Richards answer that.
Sure. Yeah, thank you for that question. We do transfer people from time to time to meet long-term needs of the district. Sometimes it's based on student enrollment. Sometimes it's based on achieving other long-term goals, like I just mentioned, expanding the academy. We've added a counselor to the academy to help with that.
And that's who she's talking about, right?
It may be. There's been some movement lately. And what we really look for is, you know, sometimes people are in a role and they're not certified at all because we have a national teacher shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we put someone into a role and they are working towards a certification.
Right.
But what we really look for is we look for people that connect well with kids, people that have a great work ethic. You know, that to me, and I'm a little bit of a different philosophy than some people, I think attitude and work ethic trumps years of experience and certification.
Okay.
That's my personal view.
Okay.
And we have great people in all of these positions, and we just try to move them around to fit the needs of the district and to meet some of our long-term plans and long-term goals.
Okay. Is it getting harder and harder to find teachers?
You know, it is. I would say about 7 or 8 years ago, you would have 7 or 8 candidates for one position. Now you are lucky to have 1 or 2. And sometimes we find ourselves in a position where we have to create teachers. You know, you find somebody that wants to enter the profession, like you were a firefighter, for
right.
example. Maybe we could bring you on board to teach a fire science class and find a way to get you certified. And the state has relaxed a lot of the certification rules in recent years and given districts and charter schools a lot more flexibility with getting people into positions.
Do you think that's because the state realizes a position that teachers are in, principals and superintendents are in?
I think so, yeah. I think that was...
Because I know Dr. Stewart, for the elementary district, was in here recently, and she mentioned that pre-COVID in 2019, the United States was 1 million teachers short.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worse now.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It's like, wow, you're 1 million teachers short, you
yeah.
know. But that's what takes classrooms from 25 to 35 to 45, right?
Yeah, sometimes that does. We have a staffing formula, staffing ratio that we've developed. And so we try not to get the class sizes to ever be that high. You know, I believe in looking for someone, because I believe education is a personality profession, and you have to be able to connect and build relationships with kids. That's the first thing, and to do that in a positive way. And then we worry about, okay, what do we have to do to get you certified and get you on board? And there's a lot of programs where we can hire someone with a non-education background, and they can be in an internship program through a college, or they can be on a career and technical education certification. And we try to work with people to get them the certification over time. But if they've got those traits that I mentioned, let's get them in front of kids and working with our students as soon as we can.
Good. Okay. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes, actually, right off of that, with the personality traits.
Okay.
With all the transfers that are happening at Mojave that you and Mrs. Covert are doing, they're actually affecting the children's education, because without those certified teachers or those with personalities in the classroom, they're unable to make those connections due to the constant turnover. How are you and how will you support the teachers and staff to support my students' education and the future education of the current students and the future students coming? And at this time, it looks like the principal's destroying a chance for a great education with personal vendettas.
Okay. Thank you so much for that question.
Sure. Thank you for the question. We actually have a district guiding coalition that's been working behind the scenes for the past few months. It's made up of teachers and administrators. And we've identified 4 collective commitments that are focused on things like grading practices, student engagement in the classroom, best instructional practices, creating a professional learning community, creating safe learning environments. And we'll be debuting that information in probably within the next month or two. It's all geared towards creating a culture of achievement for all.
Okay.
And, you know, the big thing when you're talking about school improvement and student achievement, sometimes a thing that gets overlooked is school culture. Sometimes we focus on technical change. What's the bell schedule going to be? Who's going to be teaching this class? Which person is going to be the counselor? What time is lunch? When am I teaching? What am I teaching third hour? These are all right. This is all technical change.
Right.
Those are easy. The hard part is the cultural change. And we want to create a kids first culture, a positive environment for all students, where we're focused on putting kids first and doing what's right for kids, and creating a situation that allows all students to be treated equitably, and we create this culture of achievement for all. And so that's what we're working towards.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question when we come back. We need to take a break. And if you have questions, you can call in too, 702-298-1063. And tomorrow at Havasu, Paul's going to have the Lake Havasu Chamber and Esme Electric. And tomorrow on this program, we're going to have Kristen Ott in here from the Legacy Rehab and Care Center and Major Chris from the Salvation Army.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Barron Services, family-owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles, 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Tell you about a blood drive on Thursday at the Aquarius here in Laughlin, 11 to 4, Nevada time. Call Vitalant if you want to donate blood, 877-258-4825. And then also on Thursday is the 10th Annual Bullhead City Business Builders Mixer, 2636 Highway 95 from 5:30 to 7:30. And any questions, go to bullheadbusinessbuilders.com. And then Kingman also has a mixer on Thursday at Restoration 1 in Mojave County. That's 116 South 2nd Street, 5:30. Call the Kingman Chamber, 928-753-6253. And it's funny because the business builders building that they're in, used to be KBass KOS Radio years ago. Yeah, it's cool to walk in there and go, oh yeah, you sit over there at that desk. You see it every day. Our program is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, and they wish to thank their cooperative members who supported the reliable energy in rural Arizona. The MEC application was approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission on October 12th. Any questions about reliable energy, call MEC at 928-763-1100, or you can call in Thursday. We're going to have Julia in here, and I'm sure she's an expert in that, so she'll talk about it on Thursday. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988, with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Hey, next week is Thanksgiving. You don't want to cook? Go to Perkins. They're going to have the greatest plate with turkey and mashed potatoes and probably, you know, green beans and carrots and corn and dressing and rolls. And all. Just check it out next Thursday at Perkins. Walker Service Electric, the Walker Electricians team, services Kingman, Bullhead City, and Havasu. Today I saw their trucks at Fire Station 2 is on my way over here. They're getting ready to finish up Station 2 here, I think, in like the next 30 days. Yeah. But if you need an electrician at your home, your apartment, your condo, your mobile, or your business, think of one number and one experienced team. Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put them in your cell phone because they're available 24/7 if you ever had an emergency. 928-718-9444. All right, back in the studio. Back with Dr. Richard, and I think we have a phone call again. Caller, are you on the air? Go ahead, speak up.
All right, I am a student from Mojave High School, and I just have to ask, why is our superintendent forcing good and honest teachers and staff members out of offices and positions to other positions where they are barely being utilized?
Okay, hold on, he's going to answer your question.
Well, thank you for that question. Like I said earlier, sometimes people are transferred to meet staffing needs and long-term district goals. Sometimes people are transferred because they request a transfer and we're able to accommodate them. And so sometimes a narrative gets created that goes out there that's not entirely accurate. I'll have a conversation with somebody in my office, and then the exact opposite of what was said behind closed doors is what is shared out in the public. And I'm not at liberty to discuss all of those personal details. I'll just tell you that we're the best long-term interests of the district and the students in mind when we're making these moves.
And when you talk about that, is that something that you explained to all your staff when you got here, that your priority is the students and the campuses?
Absolutely. We want to create, again, back to school culture, a culture of achievement for all. We want to win in the three A's, which is winning in academics, winning in the arts, and winning in athletics. Academics is the mind of your school. The arts are the soul of your school, and athletics are the heartbeat of your school. We have a lot of exciting things happening at all of our campuses. We've got great kids, great teachers, great counselors, a lot of good things happening. Sometimes we need to move people to different positions and places to best maximize their talents and to best serve our students.
Okay. How do you look at it, your position to ready kids, students for college?
Sure. So, as superintendent, we really want to make sure that we're supporting our teachers. I believe that the biggest impact is what's happening in the classroom every day. We want every kid to have an engaging lesson each class period every single day that's rigorous and relevant. And so, the job of superintendent and administration, in my view, is to support our teachers and make sure that's happening, to provide them with training, support, and resources. And to give them the tools that they need so that they can be successful in reaching our students and meeting those learning targets.
Okay. Let's take a break. We're halfway past the hour already. We got somebody on the phone. We're going to get them to hold on for just a minute. Stick around. We're going to come right back. I do want to tell you also that there is the 7th annual Marketplace Car Show on the 10th of next month at the Marketplace out in Mojave Valley, and all the proceeds help for the Boys and Girls Club. They're going to buy gifts for them. Any questions, call Jeff, 909-677-3792.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some...
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
There is one company that services all your insurance needs. Bullhead City Insurance Center insures auto, home, commercial, recreational vehicles, and even more. Bullhead City Insurance has many companies at their fingertips. This allows them to compare coverage, deductibles, and rates to locate you, the customer, the perfect coverage. Let Bullhead City Insurance work for you. Licensed in Arizona, California, and Nevada. 928-768-4211. 928-768-4211. Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire, train, and get you certified through MCC as a certified nursing assistant, all while you're being paid. Yes, Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility, and the owner, the CEO, is going to be in here tomorrow. Yeah. So call them if you have a question at 928-763-1404. Or tomorrow you can call here if you have a question, 702-298-1063. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, experts in pest solutions, home and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Are you looking for some money? Maybe you need to put a pool in. Maybe you need a vacation home. Maybe you want to add on to your home, or you just want to, you know, change around the kitchen or add a bedroom or something. You know, well, call the guy with all the money, Mojave Mortgage. Underneath his desk is a vault the size of the Pentagon, and there's money on every shelf. So if you want some of that money, call 928-288-2691. You go in and you meet with Chad, and he goes down the vault, gets you whatever you need. It's that simple. Call him. Get some of Chad's money, 928-288-2691. Oh, I want to tell you real quick that there is a craft show and collectibles in Kingman at the Wallapai Mountain Campus. 9 to 4 on Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Check that out if you're up in Kingman. There's a gun show and coin expo at the Anderson Fieldhouse this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. Questions, call Bev 559-765-8388. And finally, a blood drive at the American Legion here in Laughlin. So the times will be Nevada times, 10 to 2 on Monday. Call Vitalin again, 877-258-4825. All right, back in the studio with Dr. Richard, and we have another question. Go ahead. Caller.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I watched the school board meeting last night, and a few points. I was appalled by that poor parent that had to speak regarding her student down at River Valley. I'm disturbed by all these questions regarding these significant transfers that are happening. But most importantly, how did Mojave High School lose 65 students in 1 month? What's 5%? What is going on at that school? What is the leadership doing to try to retain these students, Dr. Richard? I mean, what is the reason these students are leaving? We've never had such mass exodus in 1 month.
Hold on, and he'll answer your question.
Sure. Thank you for that question. That information of 1 month is not accurate. It's very typical for schools across the state to lose students in the first semester. This is a time of transition where people move. A lot of times if people move to another state, you have to understand that those school years start a little bit later. So they might start school here and then the family plan to move and school starts in September.
Okay.
Some of the students that leave, for example, I was looking at some of that data this morning. Sometimes it's a court matter, so they might, you know, I think like six or seven of them had a legal thing, so they had to go to juvenile custody.
Okay.
Sometimes students, you know, their families move out of state. It's typical to have a drop-off in the beginning of the school year, and that's a trend that has been happening over the past few years, that we start high and it kind of levels off throughout the first semester. We did not lose 65 students in a month. We're down 65 students since the beginning of the school year,
okay,
which is a typical trend that has been occurring for the past few years.
So when a student leaves the campus, is there a form to fill out why he or she's leaving?
Yeah.
So that says that it's court ordered, they're moving out of state, or he's mad and he's leaving the campus.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It's called a withdrawal form, and there's different codes that indicate why they moved.
Okay.
I think some information was stated last night that we've lost 65 students in a month, and that's not accurate.
Okay. All right. When the grade report came out recently, you looked pretty good.
Right.
You should see the smile that just came across the desk.
I'm laughing because I can't take credit for that. That's
okay.
You know, it's based on last school year, and that's, you know, a recognition of the hard work of our staff and our students at our campuses.
How will you maintain that this year?
So, like I said, we want to create what's called a professional learning community, which is based on asking and answering four questions. What is it we want our students to learn? How will we know that our students have learned it? How will we respond when students do not learn? And how can we enrich learning opportunities for students who are excelling? And we want to create a system that answers all four of those questions all of the time and systemize that process. So we've got some great plans and some really positive changes that are focused on student learning. And it's the key to a professional learning community is the shift from what are students being taught to what are students being learned, what are students learning.
Okay.
And we want to shift the focus to what are the students learning, and when they're not learning, what are we going to do about it?
Okay.
And so, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to be rolling out what that looks like in the coming months.
Okay. Metal detectors at Mojave.
Sure.
They're not working yet.
Well,
they're in there.
Yep. The board crafted a policy and passed a metal detector policy. A big hang-up was we are waiting for some fencing projects to get done.
Oh.
To deal with the flow of traffic. Those projects started yesterday, I believe. We're kind of at the mercy of the vendors with that.
Right.
But their construction has begun, and as soon as the fences are done, we will implement the...
Is that both campuses?
Yeah, so all of our campuses will have, and the field house as well, will have the board, the school board's metal detector policy in place.
Okay, good. Teachers with guns. You know, we hear issues on the news all the time about shootings at school. How do you feel about a teacher with a concealed weapon?
Well, I think we ask an awful lot of our teachers as it is. In general, if we could zoom out for a minute, I'm of a belief that people who are properly trained with the right training that have firearms, I believe our society is safer where we have when we have more guns, there's less crime as a general principle, and there's actually statistics that support that notion. So, you know, I think in general, if we could have people on our campuses that are well-trained are safe with firearms, I'm certain that's not something I would oppose.
Okay. So if a teacher had a carry concealed permit, you'd mm-hmm. allow him to carry on campus?
I think that's something that a conversation that could be entertained.
Okay.
Again, the devil's always in the details. You know, what kind of training does this person have? What other responsibilities do they have? What does that look like? What does the policy say? What are the laws around that? But that's something that I would not be opposed to discussing and exploring.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. Dual enrollment. Mojave High has mm-hmm. my granddaughter's in it, and her cousin's in the one at River Valley. Mm-hmm. So they're eager to leave with their AA and their high school diploma. Sure. How do you get more students that want to do that?
Yeah. Well, you have to focus on the rigor, and I really think that starts in the freshman year. And we want to create a new course called Freshman Success. It would be a mandatory course for freshmen to take. And what this does, it helps them set their goals. What is your 10-year goals? What are your plans? How do you survive in high school? What kind of career do you want to pursue? What are some good study habits? Those types of things. So when you catch those kids when they come in and start with setting goals, then you can say, okay, you want to go into the medical field. Here's a dual enrollment program, and try to filter them into it when you catch them early. I think that's the approach.
Okay. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes. My question is, why are they transferring so many teachers or administration to different positions?
Okay, he answered that, but we'll do it again real quick.
Sure. So what I can share is that, let me see here, four people have been transferred recently. And like I said before, some of those transfers were done at the request of the person. They requested a transfer. And some people are transferred just to meet different needs at our different campuses.
Okay. You have a new board coming up.
Yes, sir.
Two new members that are going to be on your board. How comfortable are you with, you've been in this for a while, so board members changing and leaving mm-hmm. and coming and going probably is not a big problem, but are you comfortable with these two ladies coming on the board?
I think one has a background in medicine and the medical field, another one a background in human resources, and one nice thing about school boards is you have people from different backgrounds coming together, and that I think that diversity enriches the school board and ultimately can help the district.
Okay, good. How do we get students ready for the workforce? Not every kid wants to go to college, or they have the opportunity to go. So if they're going to leave high school and go out into the workforce, how does the high school prepare them?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. You know, one thing that a lot of people from the workforce report is soft skills. Showing up to work on time, being able to meet a deadline, collaborate with others, reach a goal, set a goal and reach it. The ability to handle conflict, to get up and speak publicly, those are all soft skills. So those are some things that we want all of our students, regardless of what they're going to do after high school, to master. So at the very minimum, our students have those soft skills. We also have a robust career and technical education program, a law enforcement program, welding program at River Valley, medical programs. So we have, you know, those students that might not want to go that traditional university route, they have the opportunity to pursue these career and technical education programs. Many of them have a certificate when they graduate from high school.
And you just added culinary to Mojave High.
Yes, sir.
How's that going?
You know, it's great. We have a new teacher. He's full of energy. He's got a lot of great ideas, and so that's exciting. We're looking forward to see what he's going to accomplish.
He's been a cook in this area for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, Kingman stole the one you had years ago, Michael Gall.
Oh, okay.
And they had him up there for a while. I think he's still teaching, and he's a jogger, but... He used to sell 29 cent breakfasts at the old Colorado Bell, for those of us that remember the old Colorado Bell. What's your biggest challenge each day when you walk into the office?
You know, I think that really want to, for me, I think there's so many great things happening on our campuses, and I don't think the public is aware. And so we're excited about... you'll see in the coming months a new website. You're going to see an app that all of our students and parents can download on their phone. We're going to see a YouTube channel, a Twitter social media page, a district-level Facebook page. And we really want to tell the story of our students, tell the story of our staff. There's amazing things happening every single day, lives being changed. Just great things happening in all of our classrooms. Our teachers are working hard. We have talented kids, and I want to get that message out there. So I think my challenge is, you know, when great things happen right now, like we just had a great Veterans Day assembly the other day, and I was lamenting that we weren't able to broadcast that sufficiently. And so there's so many awesome things happening. So for me, the challenge is, you know, twofold. Make sure our teachers have the support, the training, and the tools that they need. And then tell the story, because it's a story of success. It's a story of great kids overcoming odds and teachers making great connections every day. And so those are the things I'm looking forward to telling.
So are you going to bring back to, I know, Mojave, they used to have a AV class, you know, that they did television production and whatnot. Are you going to be doing that?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a thing, and those students will continue to do those types of things. But we've actually hired a director of community engagement who's going to help tell these stories. So you can look forward to maybe little feature pieces on certain kids and certain teachers and certain programs and just telling about the great things that are happening on our campuses.
So who is that person?
His name is Michael Carter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he's director of?
Director of community engagement.
Community engagement.
Yep. And we're going to engage with the community. We're going to brag about all the great things that are happening. We're going to brag about the positive school culture that we want to create, try to recruit more students to our campuses, whether it be the traditional campus or online remote option. But that's the goal.
Okay. All right. Let's take another break. 702-298-1063. If you have questions, you can give us a call. Hey, a couple things going on next Saturday. There's a farmer's market in Bullhead City on the 26th at Community Park from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Call the Bullhead City Parks Department at 928-763-9400 if you have questions. And then the 26th everywhere is Shop Small Saturday. Bullhead, Kingman, Havasu. Go to the Ma Pa Shops. If you have questions, call the local chambers. Sarah Evans has a Christmas tour on the 26th at the E Center, 8 o'clock. Call the Edgewater if you want tickets, 702-298-2453.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of five custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the Loftland Outlet Center. And you're running out of time to finish your shopping list. There's something for everyone at the Loftland Outlet Center. For the naughty and nice. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Loftland Outlet Center.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optic network and partnership with TWN Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Kids are such an inspiration, but let's be honest, their overall track record is pretty spotty. Riding the laundry basket down the staircase, sticking an untold number of beans up their noses. Kids need guidance and the support of their community. Kids need Kiwanis. Find out more at Kiwanis.org.
Talk to a Lake Havasu City Kiwanis Club member today by calling 928-733-9803 and help us serve the kids in our community.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, December 1st, there's a Bullhead Area Chamber Mixer at Family Care Home and Care and Hospice, okay? 5:30 to 7:30, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by East West Financial Services. Are you needing help with your retirement plans? Maybe you're retired and you wish you had more money. Well, call Jack Mafara. Sit down with him. He might be able to help you. You know, he's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years, right here in Bullhead City. He knows all about retirement planning, estate planning, and principal protection. In Bullhead City and Kingman, call one number, 928-888-9828. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Yeah, they have a 24-hour emergency room. It's available for you at any point in time, anyone in the tri-state area, any time of day, any medical issue, over a dozen emergency rooms that they can stick you in, and they're state-of-the-art, just for you in case you have an emergency. If you've got questions, call 928-763-CARE, 763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions, summer temperatures, well, they're just about gone, I think. I'm wearing a sweatshirt today. It's a little windy and cold out there. But what about your equipment? Is it going to, you know, if you're turning your furnace on right now, is it, of course it smells because it's got dust on it, but is it going to last you throughout the winter till February to March? Well, if you have concerns, call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. They can come out, check your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler. They can winterize your swamp cooler and take care of your furnace, your heater, or heat pumps. All at one number, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, several ways for you to play and save. Annual pass, seasonal pass, golf passes, they're all available. Discounts are active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is the number 4 golf course in Arizona, right here in Bullhead City. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. All right, back in the studio, and I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question about the Veterans Assembly. I just want to say that I'm a student at Mojave, and I was at that assembly. And I noticed, and so did other veterans notice as well, actually, that our principal couldn't seem to get off the phone when she loves our phone policy so much. And our superintendent also left halfway through, which I think is just very disrespectful.
Okay, hold on.
Well, thank you for your comment. I'm not aware of Ms. Covert using the phone, but thank you for sharing that with me. But I think it was a great assembly.
Yeah, I said you left halfway through. Did you have another appointment or something?
Yeah, I left towards the end. It was great to be there. I'm a veteran myself of the Air Force, and it was great to be there and to honor the veterans from all of our branches.
I was there about 5 years ago before I started doing this radio show,
yeah.
And I had nothing to do during the day.
Sure.
And I've always been so impressed with the ROTC at Mojave High.
Yeah, they do a great job, and they did that day as well.
I mean, our Kiwanis Club, we use them all the time. We hire them for help because all of us are old.
Right.
And we don't want to lift tables and move chairs and everything. We just call it ROTC. They can
right.
help me. Oh, here, we have a donation for you.
Right.
It works out good. Okay, we just got a few more minutes left. How do we engage the students to follow what you have kind of said in the last hour?
Mm-hmm. Well, I talked a lot about school culture. And so we want to reward our students when they meet our expectations. And we want to give them support and help when they're falling short of those expectations. So we want to put systems in place next school year that do just that. So one of the things we're looking forward to for next year is that students who are passing all their classes, they're going to get a little reward of a little extra break during the school day.
Oh.
And the students that are struggling, they're going to get extra support during that time. So that's one of the things we can do to try to engage them and reward them and also support them at the same time. And we want to have a campus culture that celebrates student success.
Okay, fabulous. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes, I just want to congratulations for the good grades on the test scores to all the students. That from last year. If this test score come back worse due to teachers not being qualified, perhaps, because last year all the teachers were there, would you change your thoughts on your aspect of how teachers should teach?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, if you look at charter schools, many charter schools have teachers that have no certification at all.
Right.
And there are charter schools that have A ratings. And so I think sometimes we really overemphasize teacher certification. You know, what really matters and what the research shows, what matters is the ability of a teacher to connect with a student and to build a relationship with them. Now, there's also teaching strategies, instructional best practices that we want all of our teachers to utilize. But in my experience, and there's research that shows, sometimes we focus a little too much on whether they have the exact perfect certification. And so I would just encourage people to, you know your teachers, you know what kind of people they are, if they motivate you or not, if they engage you. You might be surprised to learn what their background is and what their certification is.
Right. Dr. Richard, thank you so much for coming in. Good questions and good conversation.
Thank you.
You bet. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Everyone, have yourself a great day out there. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everyone's watching.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.